Now let's talk about one of my very favorite things, and that is financial statements. And here I'm going to let you off the hook really quickly. This is really not necessary for very simple businesses. If you have a hot dog stand or lemonade stand and you've got a very simple financial model, let's say that you're making less than $50,000 per year in revenue, you really don't need to know about financial statements that much. It's helpful, but in many cases, it's not necessary. But if you have a complex business, if you've got more than just two or three people in your business, if you have multiple sources of revenue, if you've got multiple ways in which you can spend your cash, then it's really important for you to have financial statements. And there are three kinds of them. The first one is called a profit and loss statement, which is synonymous with an income statement. Those are the same thing. The second one is the balance sheet, and the third one is the cash flow statement. Let's talk about each one of those. The P&L and the income statement has three sections. It has revenues, direct costs, which is also called cost of goods sold and variable costs, and operating expenses, which is also called general and administrative expenses. And in some cases, there might be a fourth section to the profit and loss statement, which is for other income and expenses. It is used to show you where you are making your money and how you are spending your money. Frankly, without a profit and loss statement, without an income statement, you can't track anything. You can see all of the money that came in, but you don't know where it came from. You can see the money that goes out, but you don't know where you spent it or how you spent it. And you certainly can't manage your business to a budget and really track your financial results. The gross profit or the gross margin is the difference in between your revenues and your direct cost, and that's critical for managing the growth of your company. Whenever you sell a product or service, you need to know how much of that is going immediately out the door to direct costs like the cost of the inventory or commissions or merchant account fees or royalties and licenses. There's a lot of direct costs associated with producing revenue. Once you take your revenue and subtract your direct costs, then you know what your gross profit is. And that is your contribution towards covering the overhead of the business, the general and administrative expenses, covering your taxes, and making a profit for the owners of the business. The second type of financial statement is the balance sheet, and that has three sections. It's the assets, which is what you own, the cash, the receivables, the inventory, the liabilities, which is what you owe, accounts payable and notes payable, and the equity, which is what is left over and is the asset value in the business that belongs to the investors and the owner of the business. It's critical when you're thinking about getting loans, especially from banks or getting investors or selling your business in any way, to have a great balance sheet. You want your assets to grow, your liabilities to shrink, and your equity to grow over time. If you're even thinking about getting a bank loan, if you're even thinking about getting investors, if you're even thinking about selling your business, then it's very important for you to start managing your balance sheet so that it's attractive to each one of those different types of folks. The third type of statement is the cash flow statement. The cash flow statement shows your sources and your uses of funds. It tells you where your cash is coming from and where your cash is going to. Remember, we said that the number one rule of financial management is managing your cash. Well, you really can't effectively manage your cash at a company of any size unless you are focusing time and attention on the cash flow statement. And it's really only when you have all three of these financial statements that you have a good understanding of the company's financial health. And here's a tip. There are a lot of things that consume your cash that don't show up on an income statement. Things like inventory, accounts receivable, notes receivable, and fixed assets all consume cash and all contribute to the assets on your balance sheet, but they don't show up on your profit and loss or your income statement at all. Likewise, there will be some things that generate cash, such as accounts payable, prepayments, and loans that impact your balance sheet and impact your cash flow statement, but also don't show up on your income statement or your P&L. So if you're just producing an income statement and you're not looking at those other financial statements every month, you're not getting the entire picture. You're not being excellent in financial management. Here's a tip. Get your accountant to walk through your financial statements with you every month. Ask questions. Take classes. The larger your company, the more important it is for the business owners and senior executives to understand financial statements and run their business by the numbers by taking a look at their financial statements every month. Now, here's some really good news for a lot of you. You don't have to learn the language of accounting. You don't have to know what a debit or a credit is. It's helpful to know what an accrual is and maybe what a reserve is, but not necessarily the others. I'm sure that's good news for some of you. But as your business grows, you really need to learn to run your business by the numbers. And that means producing financial statements every month, reviewing them every month, and taking action on what they're telling you to do.